Welcome to Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott. On Thursdays, I answer all of your questions and nothing is off the table. Okay, well, I don't know how I feel about actually answering this question. So somebody sent me an email and said, I can't believe you sold your condo. That was a really dumb thing to do. Do you not have anybody in your life to keep you, do you not have anybody in your life to prevent you from making stupid decisions? Yes. Do I not have anybody in my life to prevent me from making stupid decisions? I really, if you could see my face right now, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Here's a really cool thing about life. Life 365, the name of this podcast, and that is we all have different ideas and opinions and thoughts and feelings on life in general, and we are allowed to do whatever we want to do. I'm not really sure exactly why selling my condo was so stupid. I did send a very nice reply to Stephen that sent this email to me, and it was returned, unknown delivery or whatever, but I couldn't help but answer this question here because it hit me on just a different level. We as human beings are all free to make choices, any choices that we want. And I one of my favorite quotes or sayings or whatever you want to call it is, nothing has meaning but the meaning that we give it. So nothing has meaning but the meaning that you give it. A perfect example, I was married to a really great man named Jason, and we got divorced. And I remember somebody saying to me, oh, that's so crappy. That's so shitty. It's too bad you're divorced. It's too bad you wasted your time. Oh, that's so shitty. And no, Jason to this day is one of my best friends. We don't talk often, but he's one of those people that I know no matter what or where I am in my life or in the world, he will be there for me. We had an amazing 7 or 8 years together. We traveled Australia for a year. We did Taiwan. We had adventures and went hiking, and I had a really amazing piece of my life with that man. And yeah, I mean, getting divorced is not ideal, but really, it wasn't a bad thing. I learned a lot about myself, and it wasn't easy. I mean, life is never always easy, but I know now, 15 years later, and I think Jason does too, that it, and I was going to say it was for the best, but we're just different people and wanted different things, and we had a really great time together. So I don't really know what the question exactly is. Like, don't I have somebody here to prevent me from making stupid choices? And what the fuck does that mean? I am free to make whatever choices that I want. I am going in for brain surgery. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about some financial issues and pay problems. Don't understand why you pay into short-term disability if you're not going to be able to get disability when you need it. But that might be a rant for another day, because at this point, Thank fucking God I sold, because here, I mean, here's the big picture. I'm going in for brain surgery. What if recovery was up to, they said potentially it could be up to 16 weeks. What if I wasn't working for 16 weeks and had no money coming in to pay my mortgage, and then I default my mortgage and I lose my home? I have a lot of people in my life that I can bounce ideas off of and talk to and get their opinions. And I post a lot of things on social media and I ask people their opinions. And even I think here on the podcast, I've asked other people, what do you think? What is your opinion? And I love to hear it. It really upsets me when people think that their way is the only way, because you know what? It's not. It is not. The world is full of fucking people who have different feelings and opinions and thoughts, and we're free to express them as long as they don't hurt other people. I posted a video about a girl who shaved her head, and a guy started off by saying, you know, I don't think. That's great. Like, you don't think this. And then he made a comment about she went from hot to not hot. And it's that fine line between I don't think it's attractive versus you are not attractive. And we are all allowed our opinions, and beauty really is in the eye of the beholder. But no, I don't have anybody in my life to stop me from making stupid choices. Does any of us really? I mean, really, I guess that's the bigger question. Does anybody else that I know have somebody else in their life that is there to stop you from making stupid decisions? Because you know what? Actually, I'll be honest. I've made some really fucking stupid decisions in my life. I really don't think that selling my condo was one of them. But if there was a person that could stop me from having made some of the other stupid mistakes I made in the past, I would really be open to finding that person. So maybe I take half of what I'm saying in this podcast back. The thing is, in the moment, you don't know what the outcome's going to be. So how do you know if it's good or bad or stupid? And it's really, at the end of the day, it's only a decision. It's a choice. And we are free to make the choice, the decision that we want. And then, shocking, deal with the consequences, right? I don't know. I don't know if that answered that question, but are you fucking kidding me? Make your own choices, all of you. I don't know if that was a rant or if I answered the question, but enjoy the rest of your Thursday and make your own fucking decisions.